Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, ooh ah. Boogie check, ooh ah.
Oh, there's that annoying tone. You know, little kids say it. Emmy award-winning actors say it. Chicago aldermen say it. They all say it. Boogie check, ooh ah. Good evening, boogie checkers, and a good evening to you, too.
Good evening, John.
It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then if so, stop what you're doing and call me at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200 to get on the Boogie Check of Life. The Boogie Check of what? The Boogie Check of Life, meaning that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. That's your job. 312-981-7200. You may or may not know, but Bob Surratt does a great morning show here at WGN. Starts at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. And between 5 and 5:30 in the morning, he takes the first call and gives them a prize. I liked it so much, I said, hey, I'll steal it. So let's do it. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number. First caller gets up. Wow. Mel?
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Okay, how you doing there? That's good. That's good. Some fun here and coincidence. So just a little while ago, other hour, you mentioned the name Carl Amari.
Yes.
Okay. So, like you said, if you say it too fast, it's like calamari, which is squid.
Yeah.
Okay, so where we go from here up to the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan, where your dad taught sociology.
Wait a minute. Is this biography?
No. No, this is fun.
Oh, okay. All right.
Same church, same pew, but a little different. You know, a little fun here. Yeah. So I say that because back in the day, you know, just adding one and one and one, which comes out to 101, back in those days, there was a all-pro, all-time,
yeah,
Hall of Fame Detroit Tiger baseball player.
Named?
Well, here we go. Okay, here's the fun. So the opposite of acid is alkaline.
Oh, it's alkaline.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So if you say it quickly, it's alkaline.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mel, that's very deep.
Well, listen, so sociology.
You know, putting together two items of content that have absolutely, on the surface, no relationship with each other,
okay,
and arriving at something that does is a rare talent, if you ask me, Mel.
Well, you're very kind. I try to do what I can. You know, that's why we're all given gifts from the Lord.
Oh, I'll take one of those.
By the way,
yes,
I apologize for interrupting. By the way, while all that was going on with Al Kaline and whatever, now one of our citizens here from Chicago, Illinois, no less, Mount Carmel High School, was, I'm sure nobody's going to follow in his footsteps, but he was a pitcher for the Tigers back then who won 30 games in one season.
Oh, I know who that is. Now, hold on a second. He also played the organ or piano or something.
Yes, yes, and he also married Lou Boudreau's daughter, Sharon.
Denny McLean.
I'm sorry?
Denny McLean.
Bingo.
Ladies and gentlemen, who knew? I have sports trivia.
There you go. We put it all in the same salad bowl.
That's and I love the dressing, by the way. And you are the first caller, so therefore, you win, Mel. We're sending you a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line so we can get the information from you as to where it should go. 312-981-7200. It's the Boogie Check of Life. Hey, Carol.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
John. Landecker?
Oh, John. Oh, they told me to hang on. I was the first one to call, but I think I wasn't now.
No, Mel did. He beat you. But we'll do it again.
He beat me.
Well, in the context of a contest, yes.
But of course. Okay, you'll hear from me soon.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye-bye.
312-981-7200. That be the telephone number, and more of the Boogie Check is next on 720 WGN.
Hey now, wanna boogie, let's boogie check. I wanna boogie, let's boogie check. John Beckett's Landecker.
What about it?
WGN.
720 WGN, there's the fine tone. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Be on the line to be on the air. Jim Bohannon, if he were around, which he isn't, if he were around, he'd be on the air now. But he's off doing whatever Jim Bohannon does, and will be with us again next week.
Hello, John.
Yes.
This is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
Yes, it. Isn't it wonderful to have a toilet icon? That's what I say. 312-981-7200. The Boogie Check of life, which means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. 312-981-7200. And as we wait for those calls to come pouring in and blow up the phone lines, I'm going to give you a brief preview of what's going to happen after the 8:30 news. Carl Amari is going to be with us. He is the founder of Radio Spirits, the world's largest marketer and distributor of classic radio programs. He spent 20 years licensing more than 60,000 original radio programs from the estates of the creators. He created the nationally syndicated radio show When Radio Was, hosted by Art Fleming. Do you know who Art Fleming was? Why, are you ready for this, Tom? Art Fleming was the original host of Jeopardy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Way back there. And also Stan Freberg. Do you know who Stan Freberg is?
I do not.
I don't have any Stan Freberg at my fingertips, but he was a very creative person when it came to audio. He would like demonstrate and say things like, and this is an iceberg or something coming across the sea, and you'd hear this noise. And at the time, that was a big deal. Right now, it just... It doesn't mean anything.
Less of a big deal.
Very much so. Yes. So anyway, he was also on Radio Classics channel for Sirius XM and under Amari's leadership, Radio Spirits was twice named to the Inc. 500 list of fastest growing privately held companies in 1998. A company that owned old radio shows? He said? Old radio shows?
Supply and demand, baby.
Unbelievable. So, the deal is, he's going to be on WGN Sunday from 5 to 9, and we'll present Mystery in the Air with Peter Lorre, Mystery House with Bela Lugosi and John Carradine, and episodes of The Whistler, Lights Out, The Inner Sanctum Mysteries, and Sealed Book. And we'll talk to him after the 8:30 news. 312-981-7200, that is the telephone number for the Boogie Check of life. Just waiting for those calls to come pouring in, waiting for those calls to delight me, to entertain, inform, waiting for those calls to be calls. You know, they invented the telephone, not they. We all know who invented the telephone. And it's been around for a long time. Are you aware of that? Watson, come in here. Oh, you know, you would have liked Art Fleming. You know, he was... I'll talk to Carl about that. I'd be very interested to find out how the original host of that show became involved in old-time radio syndication. 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number. You know, when I've been in this business a while. Are you aware of that? And there's a trap that one can fall into doing this. When you do radio programs that include telephone calls, right? And the trap is that you think your popularity is determined by the amount of phone calls that you have, which is not true, because right now I don't have any phone calls. So if I had not been able to work that out in my mind, I don't know who told me that, but it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. It does not faze the John Landecker. No. I accept it. Oh, God. I accept it as a part of life. Yeah, I said I wasn't getting any calls, so here's what happens. Hello, is this the Count?
Yes, it is, John. Good evening.
And a good evening to you.
Happy Halloween.
Uh-huh.
This is for you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
I'm a little concerned, you know. I believe a curse has been placed on the Blackhawks.
Oh, tell me about it. In more ways than one.
So I thought perhaps I could use some of my powers to for good for a change and try to help you and help the team. So I was going to try to reverse the curse, if you will, if you don't mind.
Well, okay. Go ahead.
Let me try here.
All right. You're the Count.
Oh, that's weird. Hold on. No, that's not right. Hold on. Wait. Oh, wait. Okay, I have it now. It's here now. Hold on. There it is.
Oh, well, thank you, Count. Well, there was... All right, thank you. They're playing tomorrow night. We'll find out, because they haven't won any. They've lost everything, both physically and morally, quite frankly. Carol!
John,
yeah?
Would you please let me know if I remember this correctly?
Okay.
But didn't Stan Freberg do a takeoff on the Lawrence Welk show where he was yelling, "Someone stop the bubble machine"?
Yeah. I think so.
Was that him?
I'll find out. I certainly I remember the whoever it was saying, "Turn off the bubble machine." Maybe it was Stan. Maybe it was Stan Freberg. Possibly.
Okay, so you're going to have him on at 8:30, right?
Right after the 8:30 news. Yeah.
Would you ask him?
Yeah, of course I will.
Bless you.
We're not having Stan Freberg on.
No. I don't even know if he's still alive.
I don't think he is.
Is this Bob with a capital B?
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd call and give you a pity call.
A pity call. I like it. Yeah.
you sounded so desperate there, my man.
I didn't sound desperate.
A little desperate.
Yeah.
But no.
I heard the fear coming out of your eye.
You heard the fear. Uh-huh.
You should have seen him, Bob. He was bereft. He was beside himself.
Go ahead.
I like the word bereft.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I had flop sweat. Thank you for calling, Bob. I'm moving along because I actually got some phone calls. Hello.
There you go.
All right. Hello, Judy.
Hi there, John.
How you doing?
You were a little bit despondent.
Okay? No.
Yes, sir, you were.
Why?
So, I don't know, because no one was calling
you. Oh,
in.
That.
I didn't want you to think that you were unloved.
No.
On this very rainy
evening.
Thursday evening.
Oh, boy, I'll say. No, I was trying to explain that's not a barometer of anything. It has no relationship to the success or failure of a radio program. I'm told.
No, it doesn't. Except if you're in the Nielsen rating family thing.
Well,
they do a couple times a year.
Whatever they call it, however they take it, that what I was explaining earlier does apply.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I have to move on now because I guess people, Jenny, there are so many other pity calls coming in now. Hello, Carl.
That count was a no account. I tell you right now.
Well, are you a count that does count?
Yes, absolutely, John. Hey, John, is it true you got your booster ready or not?
Yeah. When did I get it? 2 days ago? Yeah.
Did you get zonked like the next day like I did?
No. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to somebody about it earlier this afternoon. So I got the original Moderna vaccine months ago. And after the second one, I felt so good. I thought I had this energy, and I was just like, wow, I feel so great. And then the same thing happened when I got the booster. I felt for a day and a half, I just felt fantastic. Not that I feel bad now, but, I mean, it was a definite unexpected byproduct of what had happened. And I can only assume that that was the cause of the good feeling, if you will. I mean, that's...
God, I felt zonked on Tuesday morning. I really did.
Define zonked.
Chills.
Mm.
No fever, aches and pains,
really?
Little fatigue. It's gone now, but
no, I didn't.
Yeah, Moderna.
I didn't have any of that. You see, this is the thing. There's not, it's not one size fits all. I mean, each person's reaction is their own. So you should probably trust the fact that, not probably, you should trust the fact that they know what they're doing. And if you want to help humanity, get that shot.
Yeah, I think it just means your immune system's in fine fettle.
Fine
fettle. Carl says, like, oh, foreign object, I'm going to attack it.
Got it.
John, hey, John, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I just opened up the window. Guess what happened?
You got a pain.
No, influenza. Oh.
All right, thank you.
Oh, that Carl. He's what a character.